This is the reading for November 26th, Micah chapter 1. During the time that Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah were kings of Judah, the word of the Lord came to Micah, who was from Moresheth. He saw these visions about Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear this, all you nations. Listen, earth, and all you who live on it. The Lord God will be a witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple. See, the Lord is coming out of his place. He is coming down to walk on the tops of the mountains. The mountains will melt under him, and the valleys will crack open like wax near a fire, like water running down a hillside. All this is because of Jacob's sin, because of the sins of the nation of Israel. What is the place of Jacob's sin? Isn't it Samaria? What is Judah's place of idol worship? Isn't it Jerusalem? So I will make Samaria a pile of ruins in the open country, a place for planting vineyards. I will pour her stones down into the valley and strip her down to her foundations. All her idols will be broken into pieces. All the gifts to her idols will be burned with fire. I will destroy all her idols, and because Samaria earned her money by being unfaithful to me, this money will be carried off by others who are not faithful to me. I will moan and cry because of this evil, going around barefoot and naked. I will cry loudly like the wild dogs and make sad sounds like the owls do, because Samaria's wound cannot be healed. It will spread to Judah. It will reach the city gate of my people, all the way to Jerusalem. Don't tell it in Gath. Don't cry in Acho. Roll in the dust at Beth Ophrah. Pass on your way naked and ashamed, you who live in Shephir. Those who live in Zanan won't come out. The people in Beth Ezel will cry, but they will not give you any support. Those who live in Maroth will be anxious for good news to come, because trouble will come from the Lord, all the way to the gate of Jerusalem. You people living in Lachish, harness the fastest horse to the chariot. Jerusalem's sins started in you. Yes, Israel's sins were found in you. So you must give farewell gifts to Moresheth and Gath. The houses in Akzib will be false help to the kings of Israel. I will bring against you people who will take your land, you who live in Marashah. The glory of Israel will go into Adullam. Cut off your hair to show you are sad for the children you love. Make yourself bald like the eagle, because your children will be taken away to a foreign land.
Chapter 3.
Wives, in a similar way, place yourselves under your husband's authority. Some husbands may not obey God's word. Their wives could win these men for Christ by the way they live without saying anything. Their husbands would see how pure and reverent their lives are. Wives must not let their beauty be something external. Beauty doesn't come from hairstyles, gold jewelry, or clothes. Rather, beauty is something internal that can't be destroyed. Beauty expresses itself in a gentle and quiet attitude, which God considers precious. After all, this is how holy women who had confidence in God expressed their beauty in the past. They placed themselves under their husband's authority, as Sarah did. Sarah obeyed Abraham and spoke to him respectfully. You became Sarah's daughters by not letting anything make you afraid to do good. Husbands, in a similar way, live with your wives with understanding, since they are weaker than you are. Honor your wives as those who share God's life-giving kindness, so that nothing will interfere with your prayers. Finally, everyone must live in harmony, be sympathetic, love each other, have compassion, and be humble. Don't pay people back with evil for the evil they do to you, or ridicule those who ridicule you. Instead, bless them, because you were called to inherit a blessing. People who want to live a full life and enjoy good days must keep their tongues from saying evil things, and their lips from speaking deceitful things. They must turn away from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. The Lord's eyes are on those who do what he approves. His ears hear their prayer. The Lord confronts those who do evil. Who will harm you if you are devoted to doing what is good? But even if you suffer for doing what God approves, you are blessed. Don't be afraid of those who want to harm you. Don't get upset, but dedicate your lives to Christ as Lord. Always be ready to defend your confidence in God when anyone asks you to explain it. However, make your defense with gentleness and respect. Keep your conscience clear. Then those who treat the good Christian life you live with contempt will feel ashamed that they have ridiculed you. After all, if it is God's will, it's better to suffer for doing good than for doing wrong. This is true because Christ suffered for our sins once. He was an innocent person, but he suffered for guilty people so that he could bring you to God. His body was put to death, but he was brought to life through his spirit. In it, he also went to proclaim his victory to the spirits kept in prison. They are like those who disobeyed long ago in the days of Noah, when God waited patiently while Noah built the ship. In this ship, a few people, eight in all, were saved by water. Baptism, which is like that water, now saves you. Baptism doesn't save by removing dirt from the body. Rather, baptism is a request to God for a clear conscience. It saves you through Jesus Christ, who came back from death to life. Christ has gone to heaven, where he is the highest position that God gives. Angels, rulers, and powers have been placed under his authority.